It's 23 and mostly cloudy at 5 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm Kathleen Cleaver. Premier Dalton McGuinty's morning began in Belleville today. His campaign stopped at the Kellogg plant where he celebrated the upcoming addition of a new production line. Katrina Gina Vason has the story.
48 workers joined McGuinty during his visit this morning, all coming together to celebrate the creation of a new production line that will add Bran Buds and Kashi Heart to Heart to the mini-wheat cereal already produced there. McGuinty told the crowd of new employees he was pleased and proud to partner with them in expanded production. McGuinty told the crowd Kellogg's investment is a sign of confidence in Ontario and that job growth contributes to the healthcare system.
I'm talking about healthcare this week. So what's the connection here? Well, the connection here is we have growth, we have jobs. And you can't have strong healthcare without a strong economy. And the Ontario economy is on track. Since January of this year, Ontario, with 40% of the Canadian population, has produced 53% of Canada's full-time jobs.
The Liberal candidate and Prince Edward Hastings' Leona Dombrowski was also in hand this morning. She said it's through McGuinty's leadership that Belleville was able to attract this kind of investment. Katrina Genovason, 91X News, Belleville.
Meanwhile, the Tories are promising no tax hikes if they win the October 6th election. Leader Tim Hudak says he will strengthen the Taxpayer Protection Act. Today was the last day to register a proposed tax hike under the 1999 Act. Hudak says Premier McGuinty reneged after promising he would not raise taxes. Also on the campaign trail, the New Democrats say they would open 4 birthing centers staffed by midwives. Party officials say the location of the 4 centers would be based on need. The Ostrander Point wind farm issue isn't blowing away anytime soon. It dominated the all-candidates debate in Picton last night. 91X reporter Nicole Kleinstober has the story.
It was a full house as 200 energized Prince Edward County residents cheered on most of what they heard. Of the 5 candidates who were there, 4 of them expressed concerns about the risk of wind farms in Prince Edward County. But Liberal candidate Leona Dombrowski stuck to her party's position in favor of the Green Energy Act. That led to booing and loud comments from the largely anti-wind farm audience. Afterwards, Myrna Wood, a member of the Field Naturalist group, said she didn't feel like Dombrowski answered her question.
Why did the government ignore its own process and allow Gilead to apply at Ostrander Point at all? The answer just avoided the question.
Belleville native and journalist Stevie Cameron was a member of the panel of journalists who questioned the candidates. Cameron says she's glad to see the turbine issue is so important to so many.
It's exciting to be in a room where people are so passionate about an issue. They should be passionate about this issue. I am, and I don't even live here. I love this community. I love the county.
Nicole Klinstaber, 91X News, Belleville.
An Amherstburg police sergeant is facing charges under the Police Services Act. Sergeant Colleen Sterling, a 12-year veteran of the force, is charged with neglect of duty, discreditable conduct, and deceit. The charges are in connection to record keeping. Sterling will face a hearing on October 5th. The Correctional Service of Canada won't comment on the whereabouts of Clifford Olson. Canada's most infamous child killer is reported to be dying of cancer and may have just days to live. Corrections Canada spokeswoman Lori Pothier cited the Privacy Act when asked about reports the 71-year-old Olson had been transferred to a hospital in Laval, Quebec from the Maximum Security Institution in Sainte-Anne-de-Plaine.
I can confirm that Clifford Olson remains under federal jurisdiction. He is currently in CSC custody, which means he's under our jurisdiction. We have physical control of him.
The Corrections Canada official says some institutions have medical facilities that can provide care for the whole spectrum of medical illnesses. But if a facility can't provide that, there are service arrangements where an offender could be transferred to outside hospitals. A Georgia judge has refused to halt the execution of death row inmate Troy Davis after a last-minute appeal by his attorneys. Davis's attorney, Brian Kammer, said a Butts County Superior Court judge on Wednesday rejected an appeal by Davis. Supporters of Davis say he was wrongly convicted of killing a police officer. His lawyers say Troy Davis is a victim of mistaken identity. Davis is scheduled to die at 7 p.m. this evening for the killing of off-duty Savannah officer Mark McPhail. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has thanked Prime Minister Stephen Harper for his support for Israel. The two leaders met at the United Nations as Harper wound up a two-day visit to New York. Harper told the Israeli leader Canada supports a negotiated solution to the Israel-Palestinian impasse.
We all do look forward to the day where the two sides are at the bargaining table and making the tough decisions necessary to have two peaceful, secure, and democratic states.
Harper, who is an outspoken supporter of Israel, opposes efforts by the Palestinians to win United Nations recognition of statehood. He says that move won't help the Middle East peace process. Quinte West residents may be in for an address change, but not for a while. Reporter Jennifer Bowman explains what the change would mean.
Canada Post proposed an address change for all rural residents to Quinte West Council on Monday night. It's a change some council members say they wanted 11 years ago. That change would mean anyone living in a town would keep their current address, but those outside of town would get a Quinte West address. That means anyone with a rural route number in their mailing address would change their address from the current town to Quinte West. Mayor John Williams says the change won't happen right now, but council will probably consider it within the next 2 months. Jennifer Bowman, QNET News, Quinte West.
That's 91X News to 506. Carl Ayotte has sports next.
The Maine Affair welcomes new and returning students, staff, and faculty for another great year at Loyalist College. The Maine Affair is offering 50% off your first visit with our new talent, only until Thanksgiving. Call today, 613-962-2159, or stop in at 59 Pinnacle Street, south of Dundas Street. Check out our photo album at amaineaffair.ca. A Maine Affair, your hair is our passion.
Good afternoon, I'm Cal Ayotte with 91X Sports. Despite the setback due to the strike, Loyalist Athletic Director Jim Buck is looking forward to getting Loyalist College Athletics regrouped and re-energized.
It's unfortunate we've missed the first couple weeks, and which is a pretty crucial time in you know, every student's school year, but in athletics it's obviously really important.
Buck says a full schedule will still be posted and there will be no cancellations to sports and campus rec activities as a result. The athletes now await a revamped schedule from the OCA in the next couple of days. The Yankees scored 3 runs in the 8th to take the lead 4-3 over the Rays. Mariano Rivera came in the 9th to seal the game, and the Yankees clinched the first place in the AL East. Dawson McGowan is taking the mound tonight as the Jays face the Angels in the 3rd game of a 4-game series. McGowan will face the right-hander Dan Aaron for the Angels. The Ottawa Senators welcome the Stanley Cup champion, the Boston, on another buzzy night in the NHL. 3 Canadian teams are on the ice tonight. The Toronto Maple Leafs are in Philly to face the new-look Flyers, while the Canadiens are home to Buffalo. NHL great Mike Modano has announced his retirement. Modano was drafted first overall in 1998 and was all-time leading scorer among American players.
Modano spent 20 seasons with the Minnesota Dallas franchise and 1 season with his hometown Detroit Red Wings. The North Star selected Modano number 1 overall in the 1988 draft. Following the franchise's move to Dallas, he helped the Stars hoist the Stanley Cup in 1999. He retires with 561 goals and 1,374 points, which leads all U.S.-born players. I'm John Klobuchar.
Mark Streit is the 13th captain of the New York Islanders' history, replacing retired Doug Weight after missing all of last season because of a shoulder injury. The 30-year-old defenseman pulled on his last Islanders sweater with the C-zone on it following practice at the National Coliseum Wednesday afternoon. Streit, entering his 4th season with New York, is the first NHL captain from Switzerland. A controversial bill aimed at protecting Quebec City's arena project has been adopted by the provincial legislature. Bill 204 declares that an agreement granting the Quebecor media empire control over the arena is perfectly legal. The move aims to block any potential lawsuit. The United States has been drawn to play Switzerland in the first round of the 2012 Davis Cup. United States Tennis Association president John Vergozen says the double match should be a dandy.
got the Bryan brothers, who are one of the greatest teams in the history of the game. And then you have Wawrinka and Federer, who won the Olympics in the doubles. So that could be a very interesting matchup. A lot depends on how healthy people are and how well they're playing at the time.
Canada is set to play the fourth seed, France. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Kathleen Cleaver with 91x weather.
Tonight, cloudy, showers beginning this evening and ending overnight, risk of thunderstorms, low 17. Tomorrow, cloudy, clearing in the afternoon, high 23. Friday, cloudy, high 21. It's 23 degrees. 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Kathleen Cleaver with Carl Ayette, 91X News.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville. And the home of the Indy 5 at 5, Friday afternoons on 91X.